Double-crested cormorants have become a nuisance because they eat a lot of fish and their waste destroys trees and grass. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wants tribes and conservation officials to identify cormorants that pose a problem. They would shoot the birds with shotguns or destroy their nests and eggs. Commercial fish farmers would also have the right to destroy the birds. Ray Rustum is with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. He says wildlife officials will need a coordinated effort to be successful.
Well, these are very intelligent birds, and hunting is going to be a lot more difficult because they'll learn very quickly if there's a boat around, they're going to get shot at, and they're going to avoid those kinds of things.
In the 70s, the pesticide DDT had killed most of the double-crested cormorants in the Great Lakes region. They've since recovered and now number about 1 million. The federal government is accepting comment on its proposal to kill these birds. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chris McCarris.